WHDD presents Susan Says.
We all need to get away from the world and the news, and the media should provide that great escape, or even a good one. And sometimes it does, sometimes it fails. Here are three reviews. You decide if you want to go there. The great, the okay, and the awful. First, the great. I've always been a Frida Kahlo fan. The Mexican artist, Wounded Bird, married to the more famous Diego Rivera, she became an idol, an icon to women everywhere. A new on-demand documentary called Viva la Vida, Live Life, which of course is her slogan. It's not only an interesting, informative piece of work, but it's a glorious artistic gem, in my opinion. A very fanciful documentary. A young woman runs through it literally and figuratively, searching, yearning, intercut with movies and stills of the real Frida, her iconic look, her costumes, her unibrow, and her husband, a huge hulk of a man, their love affair and the stormy state of it. He had an affair with her sister. Yeah, they divorced and remarried, but they were also a part of each other's great lives and work throughout. She was injured terribly as a young woman in a bus accident where a pole pierced her lower organs. She suffered pain and miscarriages as a result. Her whole life was shaped by this wound. The film explores the importance of the Mexican culture to both of them. There are two museums today in their names in Mexico City. They examine their works of art, but their personal items, the corsets, the hanging cage-like contraption that she had to wear, other painful examples of what she was burdened with. And then she turned it all into art filled with rage, anger, blood, and maternal images. The film was masterful, meaningful, a real tribute to a great artist, its own art. Then a sort of disappointment to me. The great writer Tom Stoppard has written a new play. He says it's his last one. It's called Leopoldstadt, about his own family, his own life, finding out about his Jewish heritage, what he didn't know. Unfortunately, from such a poetic writer, it's quite prosaic, kind of a shorthand history session of the horrors of the Holocaust through the eyes of one family. The production was good, the set wonderful, the direction and visual good, but his usual gifted language was missing for me. And for anyone who knows the history of the Jews, it was very simplistic, not very emotional, disappointing, but it's still an important piece for those who know nothing. Sadly, many today do not. Ken Burns' documentary on the Holocaust in America was devastating, really powerful. I wish this had some of its emotional power. Then the really awful, the bad, the disgusting, the series about Jeffrey Dahmer, killer cannibal of my hometown Milwaukee, done by Ryan Murphy, so I should have known. Mr. Murphy loves horror and injects awful, disgusting, despicable things into regular things to make it horror. He is unwatchable, in my opinion. It was ugly, so disturbing, I couldn't get past the second episode. And now kids are wearing costumes of Jeffrey Dahmer for Halloween. We can thank Murphy for this. Yuck. So that's my weekly escape. I think I'll go back to my jigsaw puzzle, much more rewarding than those last two.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.